We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I think this is a noteworthy trade for a few reasons, but the Jets have finally and mercifully moved on from Zach Wilson. He's been traded to the Broncos. The deal includes a late-round pick swap, a 6th for a 7th, and New York's going to pay $5.5 million of salary. So the Jets and Christopher Johnson had said, we're holding on to him until we get value. It would seem as if that is not the case here. Getting a guy that was the number 2 pick 3 years ago for a 6 to a 7 swap is about as light as you can be from the Denver side of things.
Listen, the Wilson thing was awful. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we know that. They ate a bunch of money on that contract. He's going to play in Pittsburgh for peanuts in terms of what Pittsburgh's going to pay him. But I think Denver is an interesting spot for Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. You know, listen, it's easy, low-hanging fruit right now to make fun of the Denver Broncos, and I'm not going to sit here and defend them by any stretch. I think it was a disaster to get Wilson. I think Wilson may have worked out without Sean Payton, but nonetheless, it didn't. Okay, so they decided to move on from him because Sean Payton is who they want. I don't know if Sean Payton is going to mess with Zach Wilson. I don't know if Zach Wilson's definitely going to start. I don't. But I know this much. No quarterback has success in New York for the Jets. It's so difficult for that organization to find a quarterback. And then even if they do draft talented guys, and I looked at Geno Smith all the time because that guy was screwed in New York, waited his turn, finally turned it around, and has got things cooking for Seattle. I think that Zach Wilson in Denver will have a chance. He never did anything in New York. Yeah, he had some bad moments as a young player, but why are people so quick to write people off? Especially when you're a top five pick.
So I should start here. I thought it was foolish what the Panthers paid for Sam Darnold because I thought Sam was a lot worse than people had talked about in New York. And I will say I think Zach performed worse in New York than Sam did. I'll also say, like, stuff like this, I don't think teams give stuff like this enough thought.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the kind of trade that if the Browns had made, I wouldn't have had a problem if they'd made it. Now, granted, they already have 17 other quarterbacks on the roster. They didn't need to. That's how I'm saying. My point is, every time a quarterback like this, if you liked him in the pre-draft, if you go to a situation specifically like the Jets, which you're so great to point out there, like, they tanked whatever value that he did have. Like, I think this is a smart move by the Broncos. Granted, going into the draft with Zach Wilson and Ben DiNucci, the Nooch, and I can't remember the second guy, Jarrett Stidham. That's not a good quarterback room. But, like, yeah, I mean, listen, I get it. I think this is a smart move for the Broncos, and worst-case scenario, let's say you draft a kid in the first round, Zach Wilson starts a couple games. If he doesn't work out, you move on. Like, this is the ultimate quintessential buy low. I don't have a lot of faith in the kid, but you know what? It's away from New York. It's closer to home. I mean, Denver's about as close as you can get to where he grew up at.
Yeah, Provo.
Like, I think it's a smart move by Sean Payton. And listen, I will go back to say, if anyone can get a little bit more out of Zach Wilson, I trust Sean Payton over Robert Saleh and the cadre of slap-ass offensive coordinators have had.
And the thing, too, about the dynamic between Sean Payton and Zach Wilson is that Zach Wilson's in his third year, okay? He doesn't know what he doesn't know. Like, he's still a young, so to speak, a young dog, right? Teaching him some new tricks. Nah, he's not an old dog, okay? He's a young dog, right? And he still has an opportunity to grow and develop. So
he's 24, man.
And he's been in the league 3 years.
Yep.
So I think he's still a pup. I think he's got ridiculous arm talent. I don't know what's going on upstairs. I don't know if that was just the pressure of New York, whether that was
Being given the job instead of having
to
earn it.
Yeah, and then they had things going on. I mean, like, 1 second Robert Saleh liked Zach Wilson, then he doesn't defend him, and then they go out and get Aaron Rodgers. I mean, there's a lot of things going against, you know, Zach having a successful career in New York. Again, I'm not sitting here saying that he's going to be great, but I'm not going to sit here and say that – I'm not going to make fun of the trade. I'm not going to say that it's going to be a disaster. I think it's certainly something to keep an eye on.
I've made fun of Zach a lot because he's kind of a goober. I'm not going to make fun of the trade either. Like, here's the thing. I think – man, I pay a lot of attention to what teams do with young quarterbacks, and the Jets, both with Darnold and now with Zach Wilson, have done the cardinal sin of bringing young quarterback along, which is you get there and they go, okay, what'd you do well in college? And then they don't do that. And that's just wild to me. And I honestly think at points Baker had to fight for that with Hugh, and I think they simplified that when Greg took over, and then I think they – kind of forced him back into another situation with Kevin Stefanski. Like, I despise the ego involved with coaches, with coordinators in the NFL who are all trying to get that next payday, who can't just take a young guy like Zach Wilson or like Sam Darnold or at points like Baker and just, what does this guy do well, and do it. So from that standpoint, listen, I didn't think much of what Zach did in New York. Can I tell you, though? He was also doing things that were not natural to him.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
How can you expect a guy to do – so I'm almost defending a guy I don't believe in because, like, you didn't put him in a position to succeed. So I would imagine Sean Payton, who, even though he clearly didn't have a lot of love for Russell Wilson, still got some pretty good numbers out of Russ this last year.
Look, Sean Payton didn't all of a sudden become a bad coach, okay? He knows how to coach football. He knows how to – design an offense. He knows how to coach quarterbacks. Yeah, maybe he is a little rough around the edges when it comes to trying to do things his way. But he's not going anywhere. I mean, they paid this guy a buttload of money, and he's going to be the coach for the foreseeable future.
I just will say, I heard over the weekend, I heard Kevin O'Connell's comments about he's the quarterback killer. He's the reason why Minnesota hadn't taken.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
And obviously, you saw what.
You never want to be called the quarterback killer when you're a former NFL quarterback.
Well, and you don't. So the did you read the article?
I just saw the headline.
So basically, his point was every time they try to bring up a quarterback that they should draft, he was like, "Nah, that's not the right guy," which I respect on some level. You don't draft a guy you don't believe in. On the other hand. Man, you live and die by the quarterback. How in, what is it, I think 3 years in Kevin O'Connell, how you didn't find the heir apparent to Kirk Cousins so that when you let Kirk go, you had to sign Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. But I mean, I look at Minnesota and Denver in very similar situations. Guys who there's obvious reasons, smart reasons to move on from the quarterbacks you had, but we'll see about the Zach Wilson thing. 216-474-0092, Zach Wilson traded for – a pick swap, 6th and a 7th round pick swap there. But our question is about the Cavaliers and how much weight do you give game one? I don't know that you answered that. I had kind of answered my piece with it. I think it's about this series and maybe not the next series.
I didn't say specifically how much weight I put into game one, but I did say after watching game one, I think it's going to go 5 as opposed to what I thought it was going to be 7.
If it goes so that, anything
if
that, more.
If that's any inclination of what my thoughts are after game one, it's pretty strong.
If it goes longer than 5, what is the culprit? Is it the Magic suddenly found a formula, or is it maybe Cavs' inconsistency?
I think if it goes longer than 5, the Magic get hot from 3.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.